We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
He covers the Chiefs.
With that, Tangiers.
And you're in that place where you're in the playoffs.
He covers the Royals.
Blair, over there in the middle, on the left.
Salvador, just take us through your emotions.
He covers college sports.
But one great thing about the conference tournament, where I think it gives teams hope.
And every now and then, he likes a good laugh.
Make them laugh, make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
He's Blair Kirchhoff of the Kansas City Star on the program.
Second half of the program begins right now with the great Blair Kirchhoff joining us here in the program. Blair is always brought to you by our friends at Art and Frame Warehouse. Kansas City's best when it comes to framing your sports memorabilia. They specialize in it. They're experts. It's what they do. Michael and his staff are absolutely fantastic. Sure, they buy in bulk like the big box stores. That's what allows them to offer those big box prices. But you get gallery quality framing at Art and Frame Warehouse. FrameKC.com. See them in person, 9112 Metcalf. That's basically 92nd of Metcalf, the southwest corner of 91st of Metcalf. They're right there in the strip mall. You can see the great work that they do online at FrameKC.com. Only place I take my sports memorabilia. They got a couple jerseys they're working on for me, and I can't wait. They deliver. They install. I highly recommend that because they're experts at it. It's fantastic. I don't know how they do it so fast. It looks perfect, and they're quick and efficient. And everything comes with a lifetime warranty. They've only had to honor that once in the history of the store, but it's nice to know it's there. I've had dozens and dozens of things. I don't know, more than 50 things framed at Art and Frame Warehouse. Not once have I ever had to use that warranty, but it's there. Art and Frame Warehouse, great Kansas City company, more than 20 years framing your sports memorabilia and anything else. They can do it. They can handle it. They're the best. FrameKC.com. See them in person at 92nd and Metcalf. Blair, how are you, sir?
Great. I hope you are, too.
I am spectacular.
Yeah, you look at it.
Really?
Yeah, you look at it. Yeah.
It's an outright lie, but okay. I'll take it. Let me ask you a question.
Ask away.
Are we, what's going on? First of all, did you see the Virginia law? Virginia, on July 1st, they have hatched a law. We continue with, because the NCAA is so toothless and the schools are so selfish and will not write any laws. The latest state law to benefit our universities, on July 1st, Virginia schools, it's now legal in Virginia to pay the kids directly for NIL from the school.
Yeah, that's, I didn't see that one specifically, but that's the trend. That's what schools want to have happen. They want to be able to.
They want to control the money and yeah. Cap how much they pay.
Right. You know, I go back years and years and years and years with NIL, right? Oh, no, wait. That was just a couple of years ago that started. that you knew eventually this was going to be the case. You know, when NIL started, you know, it was supposed to be operated, and it continues to be in large part, outside of the school. It's got to be some entity outside the schools that's working with the money. And I'm thinking, well, it's, you know, this isn't going to, it's not practical. I mean, it's just not. And at some point, the schools are going to have to be more involved, and we're already crossing into that.
But I think this is opening up, like, it sounds like, okay, great. Yeah, now Eli Drinkwitz can go pay the guy he wants to pay and not have to be like, well, the car dealership wants to pay this guy. And he's like, but I think this is the important guy to pay him, which we know the schools and coaches were all talking to the boosters anyway.
Sure.
And giving recommendations. Anyone who thinks that wasn't going on. So this maybe just takes that and puts it above board. But I don't know why Virginia would push for this. I don't know why anybody, any school would push for this. Because here's the unintended consequence that I think they're missing. Once you pay them, they're employees. And once they're employees, there's worker safety. Right? There's benefits.
There's all sorts of it. There's taxes.
There's taxes. And maybe that's what they want to do. Like, oh, these kids, they don't want to pay the taxes. They'll pay the taxes. Right? Because you pay them more than the taxes cost. Right? Like, I remember when I hear that, oh, if you pay the kids, they got to pay taxes. Fine. They'll do it. Yeah. Right? Like,
yes,
I don't understand how that, oh, I want nothing instead of 400 grand and then having to pay, you know, 120 grand in taxes. Please keep the 280 because I don't want to pay taxes. What is wrong with you?
You remember the question we were asking ourselves a little while ago? What is a booster supposed to do? Is he supposed to donate to the school scholarship fund, which is what he had been doing or they had been doing, or do they contribute to the NIL? This removes that question.
Well, and I think that's what the schools want to do is get all the money coming to them, and then they'll figure out where to go. And so instead of losing their booster money, no, you give it to us. And the big boosters will say, well, here's where it goes. Like for me, when I give to Syracuse, I never give to Newhouse or Communication School. I always give to the general fund. So I'm like, you guys figure it out. I don't want to try to figure it out. Or I give to the scholarship.
That's right. You have that option, too, to give to a Newhouse school scholarship.
Well, no, I don't even give to Newhouse. Newhouse is swimming in money.
Yes.
My school, the Newhouse family, God bless them. They had a $1 billion capital call a few years ago. The Newhouse family paid $450, right? So my college within the university, they're fine.
Dude, okay.
They don't need anything. And I'd like us to be more than just a broadcast school, you know, a tech school. So I give to the general fund, into the general scholarship fund. So I get that idea, right? But they're now just ready for a lawsuit, and maybe they're like, well, this will give us 10, 15 years to hold it because we'll tie it up in courts with appeals. And is there another Ed O'Bannon that's willing to fight this all the way there, which Ed O'Bannon did for year after year after year? My guess is yes, and my guess is this will fast track a lot quicker through the courts this time. But this seems to me that they haven't really thought it through as to what will happen, because once you do that, then workman's comp. Because like the NFL, the hidden secret, one of the hidden costs of the NFL is everybody whose career is over in the NFL, not everybody, but many, immediately sues for workman's comp and disability. All of them sue that, like, the only reason I'm not still playing is because I'm hurt. I can't play because I'm hurt, therefore you owe me a settlement. And the NFL pays, probably over the years, has paid billions, at least hundreds of millions, and workman's comp settlement. So some kid tears up his knee, can't play his senior year. Well, he wants his workman's comp deal.
Well,
like the universities, I don't think what am I missing here?
Yeah, yeah. Catastrophic insurance used to take care of that, and I don't know how that would factor into this particular what you're talking about. I wonder what's going to happen to the companies that have the cottage industry that sprung up. To facilitate NIL, like Open Doors, isn't that one, the Nebraska-based one, one of the very first ones that basically it handled NILs for universities?
Right.
And then now each school has their own, you know, NIL, you know, arm or relationship, I should say, not associated with the school. And what, you know, over the last two or three years, you know, people have left universities to go work for the NIL company,
mm-hmm.
And so what if this is going to happen? What's going to be? How does that trend? How would that trend be affected?
So, I would think universities would bring in some of those people.
You would have to, right?
Maybe
maybe an additional staff, assistant athletic director in charge of name, image, and likeness, with their own staff of people underneath. Because now you're talking about at a large school, at a, you know, a Power Five conference school that has, you know, 350 to 500 scholarship athletes. If you're bringing that in house, if that's going to be the case, you know, who's going? Is it up to the coach to determine who all gets what? Is will that be public knowledge at public universities? Who all gets what? Because one of the reasons, you know, we know what coaches' salaries are because of public records. Will that be the case with NIL money in with college athletes?
It would have to be.
At public universities.
If public universities are going to take the money, now Syracuse and Stanford and Baylor, private schools, yep. No. But all the public universities would have to report exactly what they're paying. Because, again, they're employees.
Right.
There's no way around. We would officially be done with they're anything but an employee. That's what surprises me.
Then I think you would have...
When that's acknowledged, the union.
Union, that's
which
right.
is already a union for, like, Dartmouth whatever.
Right, Dartmouth basketball.
Dartmouth basketball, and it's like, oh, that's funny. No, it is, and if you're like, well, it's not Kansas, they're not going to... It's the precursor. And the smart kids at Dartmouth just went, listen, we're going to be historic. I guarantee you they probably came up with this over some dubs or beers... And said, well, remember where it all started. It started with Dartmouth. That'll be us, guys. Let's do it. Because they're not getting squat out of the deal. But it does start the ball rolling.
And I think they were like 10-17 or something. And I don't know. Maybe layoffs should have been in order there. I don't know. but that's right. So all sorts of possibilities if this... Is this you're telling me something I didn't know about the Virginia? Is this a proposed
law that it's passed and goes into effect on July 1st?
Yeah, how about that? Okay.
So I'm like, okay, that sounds great. Well, we keep Allen Iverson home, you know, because the Virginia will pay him, and we're ahead of the curve, and we keep Ronald Curry. Although he ended up being I'm just right. thinking like great Virginia players that left. And went elsewhere, like, oh, well, we can pay, so we'll make sure we keep our... That's what they're thinking, and they're not thinking... I assume somebody's brought this up, or you know what they're thinking? It's inevitable.
Yeah, they're getting out ahead of it.
They're going to be employees. There's nothing we can do. Let's just create this little 2-3-year window, hopefully, where we can grab some kids, because no matter what, this is what it's going to be.
And basically, we're just talking about... When you talk about the state of Virginia, you're only talking about two major universities.
Yeah.
University of Virginia and Virginia Tech.
But there's like James Madison.
Oh, there's a bunch that play.
For basketball, it'll...
Oh, yeah.
There's more.
There's a bunch of them.
But for football...
Just those two.
Which, did you hear the NIL budget at Arkansas? People were talking about $6 million. Do you know what the NIL budget was for Ohio State this year in football? Boosters supposedly supported the football team to the tune of $34 million. Which constituted all the coaching salaries, which is Ryan Day at 6, 7, 8, whatever he's at. $13 million was the Ohio State NIL budget.
NIL money? Okay.
$13 million. So this guy's getting $2 million, this guy's getting $1 million? No, they're not. They're not.
I've come to know that the idea, when NIL first started, you heard about the million-dollar quarterback and that sort of thing. I've been told... You know, people have told me, off the record, basically, that there's not that kind of money.
I've been told you can, as a rule of thumb, start with having any number you hear.
Yeah.
Like Hunter Dickinson got 1.5. No, he didn't. No. My understanding is it's in the hundreds of thousands. Right? Still a good gig, flying on private jets, playing in front of 14,000 crazy fans. Like, not a bad gig. It's better than 125 grand flying commercial in the G League.
Yep.
Okay, so it's still a very attractive deal, but...
And I believe he still needs to announce his return, which I think he will.
I think so, too.
I think he'll come back.
I think that's the expectation. But, so I do think...
But you're right about NIL money. That's I think you're right. Confirms what I've heard, that less than what is believed to be out there. And the $6 million budget that Arkansas, NIL for Arkansas, that seems to be about in line with what I've heard with at that highest level, SEC level school. I wouldn't be surprised if Missouri's was somewhere around there. I don't know what it is. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's somewhere in there.
Yeah, I found this interesting, and I'm like, it's either they're dumb or they're getting out in front of it. Or it's just, it could be they're dumb and self-aggrandizing politicians trying to get reelected and not realizing the full consequence or not caring because all they care about is getting one more term. I'll figure out the next term the next time. Right now, I'm Mr. Virginia. Look how I'm letting our schools. This allows us to target the guys we want to target, not have some slappy car dealer picking who's getting the money.
There you go.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting to see. How about the transfer? So we can't figure out.
It seems
there was a story written. I'm not going to bomb who wrote it. National writer, which seems drivel to me. I can't follow it, and it's just poorly written. But they're saying, oh, now you can transfer without sitting out. Who couldn't?
Right. No.
How is that news? What am I missing here? No. There are guys that go from three different schools in 3 years.
Well,
nobody's sitting out.
Kansas just got a commitment today from a Wisconsin kid, AJ Storr, yeah. Which is his third school in 3 years, and he's going to be immediately eligible. Yeah. That was always going to be the case.
Best I could tell, we could suss out from it, was that you used to have to, on the second transfer, you had to get a waiver from NCAA to play immediately,
and now you don't need
and
it.
And now you don't need it at all. But that was buried about seven paragraphs
down
the story.
Who didn't get the waiver?
Exactly. I can't think of an instance where someone had to sit out on a second transfer.
Yeah, we looked at the NCAA tournament teams and the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 teams and just saw how many guys. It's amazing how many guys played in three different schools in 3 years.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. By the way, that's not just a men's thing either.
No, and it's that's going to continue to be true in a bigger way in women's basketball as well.
Yeah, the women's
because looking for the better opportunity, looking for the NIL money.
Yeah, we had some post game interviews one Saturday. I was doing ESPN, and so I'm not going to lie, I never heard of the girls before they were coming on. I'm like, okay, quick, let me study, right? Because we were like, we're going to get somebody from Indiana. I'm like, okay, well, this girl had come from Wisconsin or Ohio State, and another gal had been at two other schools. Like, it's no different on the women's side either. So, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't figure out. That was like a front. That was ESPN.
There's big stories.
I told you where it is. It was up there like it was this big breaking news. I'm like, what the hell are we doing here?
Right.
One of the big stories in women's basketball.
Breaking news. Taxes are required.
And every other story you saw was quoting that story.
Yeah.
Apparently, Caitlin Clark's replacement at Iowa was found at Villanova, and she'll be suiting up for the Hawkeyes next year.
Maybe one day she can make 75K.
76.
That's right.
And change.
But
and change.
Full disclosure, have you heard the number on her Nike deal?
Mm-mm. Eight figures is what I've heard.
Eight figures.
Yeah.
She'll be okay.
Yeah, she'll make it, I think.
And did you hear the reaction around the WNBA? They were thrilled, super excited. They love the fact that she's getting paid. Oh, no, wait a minute. They all took to Twitter and bitched about how Caitlin Clark was getting paid. Why not this gal? Why not that gal? Why not this gal?
Ask the other companies. Don't ask.
That's a Nike question.
Yeah. She's one of now three players in the entire WNBA who will have her own shoe.
Yeah.
You know, contrast that thought with, I always bring out, I'm old enough to remember sort of thing, but you guys are old enough to remember, too, when Tiger Woods elevated golf in the early 2000s, yeah. And I don't know if there was jealousy in the locker, at the courses and the locker room and everything, but every single golfer just couldn't praise him enough for dominating the game and raising their sport, increasing their purses, and I'm not seeing the same thing with Caitlin Clark.
Golf has been big business for a long time. So I think they're more educated and experienced with big money, and the WNBA folks is like they don't know because nobody's gotten big money because they're making 76K as the number one overall pick from the league.
And by the way, to answer the question, whoever asked the question, why isn't it this girl? Why isn't it this girl? Because 19 million people didn't tune in to watch a college basketball game with that person playing. Yeah. They tuned in to watch Caitlin Clark.
You know, I mean, listen, I think it's actually healthy for the sport because it means someone's getting paid. And you know anyone, any professional athlete that doesn't tell you, well, guys getting paid what they're paid today.
Yeah.
That's the, everyone's like, that. Well, that's a game. And yes, everyone who went before helped build it. Like if the WNBA, and listen, that league, like here's the other thing they need to know. It was subsidized by the NBA
for
more than two decades.
For a long time. That was
now, supposedly it's profitable now.
Took it a long time.
But it's profitable with the number one overall pick making 76 grand. She's going to make a four-year deal with the fourth year being an option at like $95,000.
That's why in the early years, and I don't know when this stopped, they were still having to go play in Europe.
When in the offseason?
Yeah, in the offseason, and especially in Russia. A lot of them went to Russia to play. The bigger
that's why
Zubur was it? One of the great
they had a great league in Russia. That's why people are like, well, why was
Brittany Griner
over there? Well, because they paid.
That's right.
You know, she's going to get a check. I think the money will come up, and it'll come up behind. Like Caitlin Clark's going to play 4 years, and then she's going to be a free agent, and it's going to be time to pay her.
Yes, and the TV money is going to change dramatically now for WNBA.
Yeah, I think, you know, she's going to raise the bar, and others are going to have to come behind her to keep bringing it forward. But the women's game has been on a growth curve since before Caitlin Clark, and she's just the most dynamic player at the right time. She's their Michael Jordan.
Yep.
It has been on a growth curve. But they've had, you know, for every two steps they've taken forward, they've taken a half a step back. They tried Final Fours in domes and it didn't work. They tried Final Fours at NCAA regionals at neutral sites. That didn't work. They had to reshape the regional and the bracket. So this year, wild success, right? Wherever Caitlin Clark or South Carolina played, buildings filled up. Because Dawn Staley is probably personality number two when it comes to women's basketball right now, and you want to go see her team. Now they've got to figure out a way to continue this without, you know, the dynamic personality that Caitlin Clark was and with her incredible game, and in the unlikelihood of another undefeated, you know, another team going 38-0. So it's a challenge, but it's in a great place, women's basketball.
Yeah, it is. And
we're talking about it. I mean,
yes,
right.
You know, and I hear it.
Two weeks after the game's ended.
Right. I hear it in other places, too, just talking and acknowledging women's basketball in a way that it just hadn't happened.
Well, and people were talking about it even before the championship game because of the call against Connecticut.
That's right.
And
you had an
iconic program in Connecticut, an iconic coach against the iconic player. And that was big talk. I mean, they owned the weekend.
Yes, they did.
Compared to the men's game.
Yep.
So, Blair Kirkhoff's with us. He's brought to you by our friends at Art and Frame Warehouse, framekc.com. The best when it comes to framing your sports memorabilia. Michael and his staff are right there at 96 and Metcalf. Mention 810, and you can save. That's right, mention 810. They got special discounts in the store that are applied only when you mention 810. Mention the program. Tell them we sent you at Art and Frame Warehouse, 92nd and Metcalf, online at framekc.com.
All right, the good sense, end of the hour answer. And, Saran, you'll be happy to know that one of the answers...
I'm a happy guy, Curtis.
Oh, generally speaking,
very
yes.
happy guy. I mean, you know.
Spraying sunshine around every day.
Thank you.
One of the answers you gave me off the air that I thought was wrong actually was right. And we got it fixed.
So I got another one on something chumps?
No, on the end of the hour.
Okay.
How many right-handed batters, this goes back to 1901, how many right-handed batters have won three straight league batting titles?
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have to go back to 1901?
You got to go a long way back.
Yes,
I was going to say
for a couple of them.
For the one he said earlier that I thought was wrong.
Honus Wagner.
Honus Wagner is one.
Honus Wagner's one. Roger Hornsby's one.
Yep.
How about
who did I say that? Because I rattled off 20 guesses.
He won the first four that exist in the American League. The very first 4 years of the American League, he won all four.
Is that Napoleon?
Napoleon Lajoie.
Yeah, that's
so. We know of at least three.
It's four.
Answer is four.
Because the more recent one is Miggy.
Yes.
Oh, how about that?
You had 1901 to 1904. You had Wagner from 06 to 09.
1906 to 1909, by the way.
You had...
we're at an era that you have to specify that.
Right.
You had Rogers Hornsby from 1920 to 1925, for those who thought that Rogers Hornsby was still playing.
No, we're giving him credit for the
next year.
For the future ones, yes.
Yes. And then Miguel Cabrera, three straight from 11 through 13. He's 41 today.
So I was right. Nap lies away. You told me
four.
I was wrong.
Four. I guess. Four. And only one of them has happened in the last 100 years.
Blair, nobody has a greater knowledge of baseball in the early 19-aughts than myself. Basically, there's about 10 names I know to just barf out on any question.
Walter Johnson.
How'd you know that? I know like 10 names and I answer them for everything.
Yes.
And it looks good, clearly, because you're like, wow, that's impressive.
Well, only
it's really not.
Played. So you, there were, so eight teams in each league. Yeah. I love.
And only two since the dead ball era.
When you consider it, there were only like five cities that had baseball.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they really were. What, three in New York, two in St. Louis.
Two in Philadelphia.
Two in Philly.
Two in Boston.
Yeah.
Two in Chicago. So you had
the only
standalones were Pittsburgh and Cincinnati in the NL and Washington. Who else in the – Detroit. Who else would have been a standalone in the AL?
Baltimore.
No,
Baltimore. No, they were there,
In 01.
Well, how about 02?
Well, Baltimore 01 would have been the Yankees.
That shows the Orioles still here. They may not have given the name change.
The next year
was 02. They went back.
The Orioles are the St. Louis Browns.
Yeah. And but they were the
current Orioles.
Yeah,
right.
They were the Orioles for a little while until they.
So
well, no, before they were the New York Highlanders, they were the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
So the Yankees do trace back to Baltimore as the Orioles.
Right.
But it's not this Orioles.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, that was fun.
That was a hoot.
Good Sense, that's a fun choice tonight for dinner. GoodSenseSubs.com. That might be my dinner. Family's divided tonight. We may be going to Good Sense. I'll order online. I'll order with the app. I'll just order my same thing last time. Same order? Yep. Click. Done. Ready to go. It's just that easy. Slicing the meat and cheese in front of you. They've always done that. For 35 years, founded in Lenexa, Kansas. Good Sense. Get it right now. GoodSenseSubs.com. And don't forget, the graduation parties. Blair, you've been to one or two of those, right?
Over the years, yes.
Let Good Sense cater your graduation party.
Perfect for graduation parties.
I've been to like three of the last four graduation parties I've been to. Good Sense was served there. You can check it out. They're freshly sliced sub trays, fresh baked cookie trays, family sized pastas, gourmet meatball slider kits. Good Sense makes catering easy. Plus, you can get $5 off any large catering tray or family sized pasta with the code WHBG5. That's WHBG5 at GoodSense.com or on the Good Sense app. Use that code, save $5. Why wouldn't you? WHBG5, all crammed together. No spaces. No underscores. No ellipses. No stars. No funny characters.
So unlike passwords today,
you don't
need to add.
Underscores.
It doesn't need to do that. A lowercase, uppercase.
No.
Symbol.
On my copy, it's written all uppercase, by the way. WHBG5, but I don't know if that matters.
Yeah, that isn't every single new password. Yeah. You must have at least eight and of five different types of characters.
And then the ones they suggest for you have.
Yeah, right. Or
37 characters.
Yes.
My buddy's like, you just take whatever they offer you because it fills in automatically. Not always, it doesn't.
No. And then you're stuck with what looks like a VIN number for your car. You're trying to figure out what that was.
Oh, well, just go ahead. Don't do anything. Listen, they're going to screw you eventually. You're getting hacked, people. This just in.
Stopping it.
Hackers. What's going to stop them is if I go semicolon before an exclamation point with a capital A and a lower G. Yeah. They're not guessing all our crap. They're going in and looking at it. Everybody gets that thing, some of our data was compromised. You get them like every other month now.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, but those that did the auto-generated ones, you're all safe.
All good.
Because they couldn't see them. Stop.
All of Blair's passwords is Blair hates Vahe, 1, 2, 3. I don't even know how he came up with that.
I mean, do they really think some guy's in Russia going, Petro, let's see. He's a Royals fan. Let's try G-Brad 5.
Purity of Essence.
Oh, it worked.
O-P-E.
I'm in.
E-O-P. O-P-E.
Yeah, come on. Stop. They're seeing it. Don't get too cute. Kirkhoff's here. Speaking of cute, he's a cutie. All the ladies say it, that's for sure. Mark Pope has gone to Kentucky, and they had a big party.
They did.
They're so excited. And the party was so big, and they made such a big deal of it. It's clear even they understand how just blah that hire is. because they tried to convince themselves that they are fired up.
$20,000 at Rupp for the press conference.
I mean, didn't it look like a group that was like trying really hard? No, no, I love her. She's great, dude. You're still hung up on the old girl. I know you are, because you like you got pictures of her still everywhere. No, no, I love this new girl. She's the best. She's great. She cooks. She does all this. How come you still have a photo of the old girl on your wall? Because I love this girl.
Right?
To she's remind great. Me of how great this current one is.
Yeah.
She's great, right?
is that not what we're watching go on there?
I think we talked about it last week or 2 weeks ago. I thought he had a pretty good chance of getting it.
Yes, you did.
When some of the early ones yeah. were knocked down. You're going to come back to it just. And the reasoning was he was going to be enthusiastic about it. He wasn't going to, you know.
He's going to be a dork about it, though. That's what happened. Let's be honest. Settle down, Spaz. That's what, you know, to quote other movies.
Spaz.
honey, oh my God, it's Kentucky. Kentucky's on the phone. Honey, yeah. honey. Oh, look, it's Mark Pope. No, said no one.
I didn't tell you, though, what, you know.
He might be really good. I want to be clear about that. And he gets the modern game.
Listen, we've gotten to know him a little bit just this 1 year in the Big 12. He came over to Lawrence and won, and we saw him win a game or two in the Big 12 tournament. So
you had him over for dinner.
Yeah, we had him for dinner.
You know him better than anybody.
Yeah. And the whole family, wife and the four kids.
Considering who all turned it down, to be able to go get a guy who has some is a bit of a legacy and was a
which is
had taken a non-power program, a program with really no history, put him in the tournament.
Other than the most tournament wins without a Final Four.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's sell that one. But what I'm saying is that BYU has not been a team that
made
impact.
It makes them the best team to never go to a Final
Four.
But they hadn't done
much in March. He has them in the tournament. And that's not that. They could have done a lot worse, probably, considering who all turned them down. Like, Mark Pope's not a bad place to land, considering how far they had fallen.
I agree with that, Curtis. The one complaint that I've heard in the aftermath of this was they think they should have waited for Billy Donovan. You know, just watching him last night, would he have taken it? And there were some signals that he might have taken it, but could
well his quote was, "I'm happy here with the Bulls."
Well, but, this is just,
I don't know why, because that team is in purgatory.
Would they score 140 last night?
And they'll probably, they've got a decent chance to advance because the Heat, because Jimmy Butler's not going to play. And then just go get absolutely freight trained by the Celtics.
Is that who they'd have?
Yes.
Celtics.
Mm-hmm. Get on the track. Lay down across here. Are you going to time me? No, just lay there.
In the immortal words of Chris Rock, grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah, exactly. Bite the curb. it is not going to go well.
Be sure you get a T-shirt, because you're not going to be here long.
Chicago Bulls 2024 playoffs. All four games.
They'll get two at home, won't they? I like Pope. I don't know how well he'll do. Who the heck knows? I don't think he'll go to four Final Fours in his first, what, 5-6 years, what Calipari did.
Yeah.
I think that success somewhat empowered Calipari to not adjust. I think you're going to see him adjust. I think one of his assistants is going to be at least an analytics analyst type guy.
Yes.
And probably an X and O guy on the modern game. But I think that set unreal expectations. Like, he was kind of what he was going to be. I do think he needed to adjust more, but he got Tashib. And if he just grabbed one or two more guys with his freshman, I think they can be fine. He doesn't need all transfers. I do believe there's an overswing too far. They're like, we don't even want freshmen.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you want this one. Like, he's going to be in the league next year. Yeah, you just don't want six of them, right, with five of them being your leading scorers, right? Like, but you still need talent. And I think he'll blend it a little better. I think, unless he's just taking a payday and he's got the feet on the desk and, you know, it's a Charlie Weiss at KU type run. But I think he'll do better. But I think Kentucky, I think Pope might do fine, but I don't know that he can make them happy.
Well, that may be, as far as fan bases go, the most difficult to make happy. They're, you know, it's everybody wins a national championship, and everybody gets fired eventually, right? That's they ran out Tubby, they ran out Calipari.
Patino left on his own.
He did. And maybe he was the only one that has really satisfied the fans.
Because he left before it could go sour.
You know, Joby Hall even left, and you know, before his time. So it's just the most demanding fan base is Kentucky basketball. I think in all of college sports, I would throw Alabama football, Ohio State football. I think Kentucky basketball is the most demanding fan base.
What do you think of the all the transfers that are coming in here locally?
Well, some good ratings attached to them, mm-hmm. you know, including the one today for Kate. I saw somebody posted the top 10 transfers in college basketball right now. Kansas has two of them, and Kansas State has one. So I like it. Missouri has gotten a couple guys.
Yeah, for the Ofer didn't hurt Dennis Gates and portal nearly as much as I thought it was going to.
No. The Tennessee Martin kid, I think, has mm-hmm. a lot of upside, and the most recent one, the scorer, I can't remember his previous school.
Yeah, he was at 20 plus a game. Where was he?
Wasn't he like Northern Kentucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, scorer.
Which that's pretty far down. When you get that far, I mean, a little harder to mm-hmm. trust. But, yeah, I mean, KU, Zeke Mayo.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you're talking about starting. I mean, he's coming in to be a starter next year.
AJ Storr.
I'm
looking at one ranking. They've got two of the top five.
Yeah, so, and you, I don't, talked about Furphy in the last hour. Kansas would love to have him back, but I'm not sure how much he's needed back with this roster that they're assembling right now with a couple of freshmen they're looking at. So
Tony Perkins of Mizzou, number 13 on this list.
Yeah, that's it. Perkins. That's right.
Yeah.
I've forgotten his name. There's so many of them. But this is – it's funny how we used to, you know – well, I remember like all last fall we talked about Missouri's top five basketball recruiting class and how different that was and how great that is for Dennis Gates. That's not the recruiting.
Jacob Cruz, UT Martin.
Yeah.
He's 39.
Yeah,
yeah. Mizzou. Doug McDaniel, number 40, going to K-State from Michigan. Dig Doug, D-U-G.
Yeah.
What was the other? Just going through this list here.
K-State was up right till the end for that kid from Arizona.
And the center from UConn. Or no, that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Arizona.
Did he wind up at Indiana?
Yes.
Riley Kugel, also to Kansas from Florida.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. Not a big scorer.
But 41% from three.
Yeah, but can shoot.
Just something
three.
They desperately need.
Absolutely need. Yep, yep.
Yeah, so it's been a pretty good haul.
But instead of looking at the incoming freshman class, this is the class you pay attention to. It's the right after the season when the portal opens up.
Which is part of the reason why Cal's all freshman Fab Five stuff stopped working as much. It was a little easier when you're playing teams who either had young players who weren't as good or had older players who weren't as good. Now you're going up against teams that stockpile very good veteran talent. You can't beat them with a team full of good freshmen, no matter how good they are.
You got to have both. You just do. You have to have both.
He didn't have them.
Doug McDaniel on this list is 28. It's a lot higher. I'm looking at a different list now. Look at all of them. It's fun. I think it's great. I think it's great for the game. I really do. I think free agency is great.
Listen,
the NBA free agent frenzy when they have it and they start that clock and you're watching the game and who's going where. I think this is awesome. I mean, we especially in this town where we don't get to college basketball because the Chiefs won't stop playing till halfway through
February.
So we barely get any. We're talking college basketball now. I think that's huge.
And they're all 1 year deals essentially.
That's right.
You know.
Yep. I listen. I'm for kids having the freedom to do this.
Sure,
absolutely. It was great to see a kid develop a Frank Mason, a Devontae Graham, you know, come and stay 4 years and become a much better player at the end than he was at the beginning. That's just not the reality of college basketball anymore.
Marcus Warwick, That's the guy from Northern Kentucky. To Mizzou. Marcus Warwick. I wanted to find his name. Did we say his name? Did somebody say his name and I didn't hear it? I was looking for it. Marcus Warwick.
He just wanted to make sure the name Warwick got mentioned.
Yeah,
I know what you're about.
Is he related to him? Is he Akeem's son?
I don't know.
Be about the right age,
yeah,
wouldn't
it? Yeah, about the age, right?
Damn, I'm all for it. Let's go. Yeah, but Dennis Gates does seem to be ringing the bell pretty good.
Yes.
And he needs to. He
absolutely needs to. And it's not just this. I mean, it really, you know, you better start piling some wins up in, when the season starts.
All right, we'll talk a little draft with Blair Kirkhoff next from the Kansas City Star. The best in the business. He's brought to you by our friends at Art and Frame Warehouse, framekc.com to find him online. Warehouse prices, gallery framing. You get the best while not paying the biggest prices. That's what they do. Find him online at framekc.com. See him in person at 92nd and Metcalf. Blair Kirkhoff is with us. He's brought to you each and every week by our friends at Art and Frame Warehouse. They're online at framekc.com. Mention A10 and get special discounts. They're there at 92nd and Metcalf, experts at framing your sports memorabilia. Blair, the draft.
On its way.
Yet next week we'll be on the eve of the NFL draft. Or no, it'll be draft day.
Yeah, draft day, week from today.
Tell me, which quarterback would you go for if it were not Caleb Williams? Who's the second best quarterback?
The quarterback that I was most impressed with in college last year was Daniels, LSU. He was different.
He was my Heisman pick, but I think Drake May's going to be better.
He's got the body for sure.
I think he's going to be healthier.
Yeah. But you don't think there's a Mitch Trubisky warning signal here with the...
Don't draft helmets, Blair. I like that phrase. Don't draft helmets. Sure there is. He didn't have as good a year, and there's reasons to be... But I think if he... With the Tavondre Montez, or the wideout for North Carolina that was ineligible for like 8 years, or 8 weeks, I wonder if it would have looked a lot better if he was active the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. He was half the season at least for him.
Yeah, so. I just think, and how many Mizzou guys are going to walk across the stage?
A bunch.
How many in the first round?
As many as two. Rakestraw and Robinson, I think, can both go in the first round. And Chiefs. Don't sleep on the Chiefs possibly getting one of them.
Robinson looks like a Spagnuolo defense lineman for sure. Blair, you're the man. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good.
All right, who's the only player ever to lead the NBA in points per game and assists per game in the same season? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.